So this is your first World Cup podium, and it's a win. Can you talk about how that feels?
I don't know if it's really set in yet. I don't really consider myself a sprinter, and I had all my eyes on tomorrow's race, and I was just using today to get ready. It's pretty unbelievable, honestly. I don't really know what else to say.
And how does it, in terms of kind of confidence for tomorrow and still keeping your eyes on that, where's your mind for that?
I mean, obviously I'm skiing well, so I have that going for me. It's just a matter of trying to do the best I can to recover between now and then, because it's not that many hours. but hopefully a good night of sleep will do me good, and I look forward to more tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk about your strategy in terms of both kind of from the heat selection perspective and then just how things were playing out for you within the heats?
I mean, after the qualifier, I actually thought maybe there was a mistake in the timing. So I was like, I don't know. We'll just see. And then in the heat selection, Sophie picked right before me, and Julia and Jesse. And so I didn't want to go into heat with them because I wanted the best chance of all of us making it. So I picked the next earliest heat that didn't have an American in it, which happened to be heat 2. And then my strategy, I'm a slow starter. I really struggle in the starts. So my strategy was just to take any opportunity I could to try and pass people. And particularly on the rolling into the second lap, just really pushing that kind of false flat up to the high point and trying to pass as many people before we get to that, the V1 hill, and then just try to hold my position. And that worked well. But I didn't really like being so far in the back in the quarterfinal. So then in the semi, I tried to move up a little sooner, kind of right out of the gun. It was really windy that lap though. So I kind of second guessed myself on that decision, just cause I didn't know if it was worth it to ski in a headwind for so long. And then luckily in the final, I actually had a little better start and kind of just got into a good position early. And then by the time we got to that last steep pitch, I thought, well, it's now or never. I better try something. And then so I got into the lead, and downhills aren't really my forte, nor is the sprint finish. So I was just trying to hang on with everything I had. And I was so wobbly in the finish lanes, and I knew they were coming fast. So I was just doing everything I could to hold it together, and fortunately it was enough.
Could you tell how close they were? Like, it was pretty tight the last.
Yeah,
the
I mean, I could feel them. I could feel them coming. And then like there was one point right before I crossed the line where I was like, okay, I don't see any ski tips, so I think I'm okay. So then I felt like I could celebrate.
That's awesome. And when you were talking with Fiss after the race, you talked a little bit about kind of how the team has not been able to, or wasn't able to be all together as a whole this summer, yet you still felt kind of supported by your team. And now everybody's kind of coming together and faster than ever. Can you talk a little bit about what that looked like in terms of, like, in particular, now that you're able to be together, what does that do for sort of the team energy and the dynamics, and then just your ability to kind of like elevate each other in training and performing?
I mean, I'm like, we're all really lucky because we've developed this like pretty good club system. And so all of us, were pretty much at home in our clubs and had really strong groups to train with. So like, I guess there was still a lot of opportunity to be a team, even if it was like half a team, and push each other and continue to work on strengths. And I feel so lucky to be part of APU and to have been able to train with my team all summer. There's just so much, so much I learned from the other girls this summer. And, you know, then we had like team meetings, and so we were checking in with one another every few weeks. And it was definitely hard at some points. Like, I definitely missed seeing the other girls. Like, I'm not a huge camp person, so I actually was okay without camps, but I do like checking in, like, you know, training with those girls like at least once a once a summer. So that was definitely hard. But yeah, I think we just all, we have just kind of that expectation that we're all doing our best all the time. And so just even just knowing that and like knowing that your teammates expect that of you made it like easier to get out the door and stay motivated. And like I knew Jesse and Sophie and Julie and Kayo and like the Stratton girls were like, yeah, doing everything they could. And then, in return, like Haley and Sadie and I and Hannah were like doing all we could. And like, you just kind of know that that's the expectation on our team, that we just work hard and nothing, like no barrier is big enough for us. So I think just having that kind of attitude helps all of us.